Morning. I'd like all of the Sunday school children and to raise your hand so I can see where you're at. Everyone, all the young people that are in Sunday school. Okay. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever planted a seed? Have any of you ever planted a seed? Yes? All the way back in the orange? You planted flower seed? Wonderful. Any other kinds of seed? Peppers? In the back, what kind of seeds have you planted? Oh, you have all sorts of seeds. You've planted a garden. Wonderful. Watermelon? Wow. Any other seeds? Any other kinds of seeds? But we've had a lot of people that grow seeds. And we had one young lady that has actually grown a garden and put a lot of different kinds of seeds in the garden. And that's what today's gospel reading is about today, is about planting seeds. And those of you who have planted gardens know that you have to work at the garden. It's a lot of work. And you have to cultivate the garden. And you have to prepare the garden. And our Lord tells us that this is the best kind of soil, is the soil that's been prepared and taken care of to plant the seeds in. If you try to plant a seed on the sidewalk, it won't grow. If you throw a seed into the weed bushes, it won't grow. But I have another problem. In my garden, as I prepare the soil and I put compost in the soil and I dig it up and I do everything to that soil and I put fertilizer in the soil and then I plant the seeds and then I see the seeds start to come up. But guess what? I also see some other little green things coming up too. So I didn't plant them in the weeds, but the weeds somehow found themselves in my garden. And when they're little tiny seeds, I feel sorry for them. I don't want to pull them up when they're little. They're so cute. You know, you don't want to pull them up. So I let them get big and ugly, and then I pull them up. But this is the parable of the sower that our Lord teaches us. And it's very important that we understand that we are the good soil, and the seeds are the Word of God. Very important. But it doesn't matter how well cultivated that soil is. It doesn't matter how much we come to church. It doesn't matter how often we receive the Eucharist. It doesn't matter how hard we try to be that good soil for those seeds to sprout in. There's always going to be those other little seeds that have been planted. And you know that weed seeds do really good in good soil. Everything does good in good soil. But the weed seeds, sometimes we think we can neglect them. And sometimes we think, that's not so bad. It's like when I said, those little seeds, they look so cute. The weeds look so cute when they come up. They're just two little leaves, pretty green. Okay, but if you allow it to become a big weed in your life, if you allow it to become a major problem in your life, you can't just go and pluck it out and throw it away. It's much harder with the weeds of our spirit and the weeds of our souls. It's not the same thing. But we need to try to pluck those little weeds out as soon as we see them. As soon as we see the bad habits, as soon as we have those bad feelings, as soon as we have those bad thoughts, we need to try to shut them off. In the monastic tradition, they talk about something that's called logismi in Greek, and it is thoughts. And thoughts, in other words, a thought that is a not pure thought, a thought that might even be an evil thought, it starts like a little seed. It's just a passing thought. And then we have to make the decision. Are we going to continue thinking about that? Or are we going to stop it and think about something else? These thoughts, these logismi, are like the weed seeds that are in our lives. The seeds that will sit there and take root. And it doesn't matter how good we are or how good we try to be. It doesn't matter how much we read the Bible. It doesn't matter how many metanias, prostrations we do. It doesn't matter how many times we cross ourselves. It doesn't matter. It says those seeds will always be there. And sometimes those seeds take root quicker and better in those that have dedicated themselves to being good soil for the Word of God. So we must always be aware of those weeds that are coming to choke the Word of God, the seeds that have been planted that are the Word, the good news. If we allow them to go too far, then it doesn't matter how good the soil is. It's a weed bed. It no longer is a garden. It is wild. It is unruly. It is disorganized. Okay, this is what the devil wants us to be. But our Lord wants us to be ordered in a garden like in the rose. Enough space between everything so that each of those seeds will grow properly and to their full potential. And weed-free. We come to church and we water those good seeds. But we're also watering the bad seeds. If we come to church and we allow ourselves to think and we allow our thoughts to go in the direction of the weeds, then we will also be watering the weeds. So, my friends, be vigilant. All of us must be so vigilant with our thoughts. Cultivate ourselves to be a good garden for the good seeds. But we also must find those little seeds of the weeds when they pop out and pull them out. Now, how has the church provided for us to do some weeding? Well, our Lord says to repent. Okay, He's given us the opportunity to repent. When we repent and when we ask for forgiveness, those seeds and those little weeds are plucked out. But sometimes the weeds get really big and unruly. And they have deep roots. And then we come to confession. In confession, we work together to pull those weeds out, to take control of those weeds, and to cleanse the garden, and to get the garden back in order. So you're not by yourself. In the wisdom of the church, says we've provided the sacrament of confession to come and help and get help weeding your garden and get help cultivating so that you can produce the fine fruit that our Lord wants, the fruit that come from the seed of the good news of the gospel. So my friends, now if you're planting a winter garden is the time to plant. But see, the weeds are still there. They're going to come up. And then in the spring, you plant again. So it's a constant struggle. It's a constant struggle to bear fruit and to get rid of the weeds. So I hope and I pray that our Lord will give you the strength and the confidence and the ability to get rid of all of those weeds. And if you need some help, you know that confession is always available to you. Come on in and we'll do a little weeding together. God bless you all. The young people who are going to Sunday school may leave now, and their teachers as well.